Well, some of the big name U.S. retailers are in the crosshairs of shareholders, including CVS and Target, facing pressure, Jared, from these shareholders to disclose what their sick leave policy is. The FT has a nice write-up on this story today, looking specifically at Trillium. This is the asset management firm that filed a shareholder proposal aimed at CVS, specifically calling on the company to adopt and disclose a requirement that all of its employees receive some paid time off. But CVS, not the only one. Kroger, Target, as well as TJ Maxx getting the same type of proposal from shareholders. And this is an interesting one to me because it comes at a time when we have seen names like Walmart and Amazon cut back on some of the sick leave they offered to employees at the beginning of the pandemic. And of course, we've seen how the pandemic, specifically this latest wave from Omicron, has affected the labor market. We've heard a lot about shortage of employees. What's your hot take on this, about whether, in fact, companies should disclose their policy and whether that actually is a reputational risk?
I think it's going to happen. I whether we want it to or not, I think stakeholder capitalism has introduced a number of ideas. And this is just another that it was kind of accelerated a little bit by the pandemic. But now, as you mentioned, companies scaling back on some of those health benefits. Now, paid leave for part-time workers, this isn't something that exists that often in the private market. You can look at Starbucks, a huge exception going back to the 90s. Howard Schultz did amazing things and trailblazed there. But a lot of these bigger companies offered, as you said, paid leave for COVID sickness or for some kind of sickness because of the pandemic and just having to deal with that. And now they're scaling that back. Why did they scale this back? I think in part the CDC giving companies cover to dial back those some of those days to five, because that is the new recovery time for COVID. There is a lot of push there. It's saving a lot of companies a lot of money. And so I think reading between the lines, companies are going, or at least certain activist shareholders are going to want to see companies disclose these kinds of things, because their employees are potentially not as better off as they were a year ago, which is kind of crazy. So I think this is going to go through. And if you think about it, even historically, why do we have this arising right now? You know, 100 years ago, we still had child labor to an extent. And it's not because people were inherently evil. It's because your children didn't work, you starve. But we're a much richer country now. And so certain ideas like UBI, universal basic income, which seemed inconceivable a few decades ago, now it's rearing its head. So I think we're going to see more of this and more of this play out in the boards.
Jared, I'd be curious to see how much of this pressure ramps up after we get the jobs number later this week, because we heard from President Biden's top economic advisor, Brian Deese, last week, kind of warning about how there could be a bit of a pullback in the January numbers, in part because those workers who potentially were infected with COVID and did not have sick leave, were not paid during their time off, that could skew the data that we're likely to see this month. So certainly that's going to be in focus as well. But I do think it's an interesting one, because we've been focused so much on pay and some other benefits, paid sick leave, now really coming into focus on the back of the latest moves here from activist shareholders in CVS, as well as Walmart and Amazon as well. By the way, Amazon had 10 days paid sick leave and has reportedly cut it back to 40 hours since then. So they're certainly getting a lot of criticism on the back of that as well.